Mrs. Nichols said it had to be perfect. She was my sixth grade teacher, and I was always in some kind of trouble, and what she would do is that she would make me stay after school, and she had these big brown paper bags that we used to carry our groceries home from the grocery store, and she would flatten it all out and cut it so it was all laid out flat, and then I had to write the multiplication tables to 12 over every inch of that paper sack, front and back, and it had to be perfect. Oh, how I hated that seven-letter word, perfect. It still makes me nervous, perfect. And when the Bible uses a word like perfect, I get really nervous. But it's brought from a Greek word that means to be finished or to be ended, to be brought to completion. It doesn't mean to be flawless. I gotta admit that I wrote some of those multiplication tables. They started getting in bigger and bigger and bigger numbers, and she kind of let that go. So it wasn't perfect in that. But when I got done, when it satisfied her, it was perfect. Listen to what Paul said, how he speaks wisdom among those that are perfect in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. We speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of the world, nor of the princes of this world that have come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Do you see the ones that are perfect? The ones that are perfect are the ones that love God with all their heart. And God's prepared a great place for us, and we can't even imagine how perfect that place will be and how perfect we will be made in that place. I'm so looking forward to that. We have our time here on earth that we must live, and we want to live out every day as followers of Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to the day when I'll live with Jesus in perfection forever, in flawless perfection. Until that time, my perfection comes in the grace of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you for that perfection that comes through grace, because it has filled me with a love for you. And you said, those that love you, you prepared a wonderful, perfect place for them. In Jesus' name, amen.